Over my desk is a photograph of an Earthrise. No, it's not one of my photographs, though I wish it was. It was one of the thousands taken by Apollo astronauts from the moon. This iconic image shows three-quarters of a blue marble floating in the blackness of space, with the moonscape in the foreground. This image is more than an extraordinary one, something unimaginable to our ancestors. This picture literally changed our perspective. While here on Earth we see ourselves as separate nations, tribes, religions, from space, we realize that our planet is small as compared to the vastness of the galaxy, and we are indeed but one human race sharing and fighting over this small, fragile planet that we call home, this watery planet encased in a thin, protective atmosphere that sustains us. This new vantage point made us more aware of the need to protect the environment upon which we depend. It allowed us to see from a distance that we float alone, together, in the darkness of space. This photograph is an affirmation that with knowledge, much can be accomplished if we but put our will, our energies, our talents and resources to the task. I believe in space travel, leaving the confines of this planet, to discover new information, to go where human beings have not been before, to continue the exploration that has been so much a part of the human experience. Many people have heard an excerpt from President Kennedy's speech in 1961, the speech he gave before Congress in which he said, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth." That was a clarion call, a challenge that invigorated and energized a nation. And Kennedy realized that it would be more than just one person going to the moon. For he noted in that same speech, "It will not be one man going to the moon. It will be an entire nation, for all of us must work to put him there." This was a bold vision that rallied a people to a cause. But I have to say that it was another speech of President Kennedy's about going to the moon that I've always found even more powerful. He gave the speech in September of 1962, and he said, "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard, because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Choosing to take on a task not because it's easy, not because we are certain that we will be successful, but because it is hard, because it is a challenge that speaks to the nobility of the human spirit. To climb the mountain simply because it is there. To risk, knowing that it is only when we stretch ourselves that we can truly be proud of what we have accomplished. I regret that space is no longer on our national agenda, for I fear it is a rejection of what President Kennedy spoke about, of a willingness to burden ourselves with a great challenge and in that test to see what kind of people we truly are." I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.